Assalamualaikum. Eid Mubarak. This is Bangladesh Betar, broadcasting on the morning of Tuesday, the 12th of Jyeshtha, the 2nd of Shawwal, and May the 26th. The news read by Shamim Khan. First, the headlines. Holy Eid al-Fitr, the greatest religious festival of the Muslims, was celebrated across the country with religious fervor and zeal. All Eid congregations were held inside mosques, maintaining social distance and health guidelines. The president urges the affluent section of the society to stand by the poor amid coronavirus pandemic and cyclone Amphan disaster. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi greets Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and the people of Bangladesh on the occasion of Holy Eid al-Fitr. The death toll from coronavirus crosses 500 with 21 new deaths in the country, while 1,975 fresh positive cases detected in 24 hours. Information Minister urges the country's rich people to help the poor during Eid. The 121st birth anniversary of national poet Ghazi Nazrul Islam was celebrated in a limited scale program. And the death toll from coronavirus crosses 3,47,000 around the world, while confirmed cases reaches more than 55,82,000. Now the details. Holy Eid al-Fitr, the greatest religious festival of the Muslims, was celebrated across the country yesterday with religious fervor and zeal. This year, Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated in the country in a different outlook, as the government has imposed strict restriction on all social gatherings and urged the Muslim devotees to celebrate Eid only with family members to contain the spread of coronavirus. President Mohammed Abdul Hamid and Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in separate messages greeted the countrymen and the Muslim Ummah on the occasion of Holy Eid al-Fitr. As per the government order, no Eid congregation was held in open spaces this year. All Eid congregations were held inside mosques, maintaining social distance and health guidelines. Special munajats were offered at all jamaats seeking divine blessings for peace and progress of the country and welfare of the people as well as Muslim Ummah. President Mohammed Abdul Hamid offered his Eid prayers along with his family members and some senior officials at Bongo Bhavan Darbar Hall. Meanwhile, Eid congregations were held inside different mosques across the country, maintaining social distance and health guidelines. In Chattogram, the main Eid congregation was held at Jamiatul Falah National Mosque. In Khulna, the main Eid Jamaat was held at Town Jami Mosque. Divisional Commissioner offered Eid prayers there. In Rashid, City Mayor AHM Khairuzzaman Litton offered his Eid prayer at Qadirgah Jami Mosque. In Mamansingh, the main Eid congregation was held at Central Anjuman Eidgah Masjid. In Sylhet, the main Eid Jamaat was held at Hazrat Shah Jalal Rahmatullah Dargah Mosque. In Rongpur, the main Eid congregation was held at Kachari Bazar Court Jami Mosque. In Borishal, the main Eid congregation was held at Collectorate Jami Masjid. Bangladesh Betar, Bangladesh Television and other private radio stations and TV channels are airing special programs on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. President Mohammed Abdul Hamid has urged the rich people of the society to stand by the poor as the level best in this tough time triggered by coronavirus pandemic and super cyclone Amphan that hit the country's coastlines recently. He made this call after offering Eid prayers at Darbar Hall of Bongo Bhavan yesterday. The president urged the countrymen to celebrate Eid festival, maintaining health rules and social distancing with utmost caution. Referring to the prevailing lethal coronavirus outbreak, Mohammed Abdul Hamid said the country celebrating Eid at the time when the world is plagued by the deadly COVID-19 virus. Besides, the coronavirus infection is on the rise throughout the country. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina extended Eid greetings to the war-wounded freedom fighters living at Muktijodha Complex at Mohammadpur in the capital by presenting flowers, fruits and sweets to them on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. The freedom fighters conveyed their thanks and gratitude to the Prime Minister for sending fruits, flowers and sweets to them on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has phoned Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina yesterday and greeted her on the occasion of Holy Eid al-Fitr, the biggest religious festival of the Muslims. Prime Minister's Press Secretary Isanul Karim said Indian Premier phoned Sheikh Hasina this afternoon and extended Eid al-Fitr greetings to her and the people of Bangladesh. During the five-minute telephonic conversation, the Bangladesh Prime Minister also extended Eid greetings to Narendra Modi and the people of India. The Prime Minister wished continued peace, progress and prosperity of the people of India. Narendra Modi also wished continued peace, progress and development of the people of Bangladesh. The fatalities from the coronavirus pandemic climbed to 501, with 21 new deaths in the country during the last 24 hours. Besides, 1,975 fresh positive cases were reported from the coronavirus, increasing the virus caseload to 35,585. Additional Director General of the Directorate General of Health Services, DGHS, Professor Dr. Naseema Sultana, revealed this in a virtual media briefing in Dhaka yesterday. Information Minister Dr. Hassan Mahmood has urged the well-off people to stand beside the poor people who cannot celebrate Eid. He made the call after attending an Eid Jamaat at his official residence in the capital yesterday. Greeting the countrymen on the occasion of Holi Eid al-Fitr, the minister said the new sun will rise after the darkness and the government will be able to combat coronavirus pandemic with all-out efforts in unison. Dr. Hassan Mahmood prayed for early recovery of the coronavirus infected people and for eternal peace of the departed souls of those who died of COVID-19. This is Bangladesh Betar giving you the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd. The 121st birth anniversary of national poet Qazi Nazrul Islam was celebrated yesterday in the country in a limited scale in the wake of coronavirus pandemic. Qazi Nazrul Islam was born on 11 Joshua Bangla calendar year 1306 in Churulia near Ashanshol in Bardhaman district of West Bengal. He was famous for his fiery poem Bidrohi and his many melodious songs. He was a poet, a lyricist, musician, revolutionary and philosopher. The nation got inspiration from Nazrul's poems and songs during the Great Liberation War and all democratic movements and struggles. After independence of Bangladesh, father of the nation Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman took initiative to bring Nazrul to Dhaka from Kolkata. Later, Nazrul was declared National Poet of Bangladesh. He died in Dhaka in 1976 and was buried beside the Central Mosque at Dhaka University. Marking the 121st birth anniversary of national poet Bangladesh Betar is airing special programs. Bangladesh Television and other private TV channels simultaneously aired a program titled Jago Amrito Piyashi, made by Cultural Affairs Ministry yesterday. The death toll from coronavirus crossed 3,47,000 around the world, while confirmed cases surpassed more than 55,87,000. Among them, about 23,65,000 people have recovered so far. The death toll from COVID-19 in the US is now nearly 1 lakh and crossed 17 lakh people. The total fatalities of the UK crossed more than 36,900, while in Italy the number of deaths crossed 32,800. The death toll in France crossed 28,400, whereas Brazil surpassed 23,400. Dhaka Met Office says steep pressure gradient is taking place over North Bay. Under its influence, squally weather may affect the maritime ports, North Bay and adjoining coastal areas of Bangladesh. Maritime ports of Chattogram, Cox's Bazar, Mongla and Paira have been advised to hoist local caution signal number 3. Repeat, local caution signal number 3. Under the influence of steep pressure gradient and the moon phase, the low-lying areas of coastal districts of Shatkhira, Khulna, Bagerhat, Jhalokathi, Pirojpur, Borguna, Puttakhali, Bhola, Borishal, Lokhipur, Chandpur, Noakhali, Feni, Chattogram, Cox's Bazar and the offshore islands and shores are likely to be inundated by the surge height of 2 to 4 feet above normal astronomical tide. All fishing boats and trawlers over North Bay have been advised to come close to the coast and proceed with caution till further notice. Meanwhile, forecast for Little One this afternoon says the chances of rain are thundershowers with temporary west-northwesterly gusty squally wind at a speed of 45 to 60 kilometers is likely to occur over the regions of Rongpur, Rashai, Dinajpur, Pabna, Bogura, Tangal, Mamansingh, and Silit. River ports in these areas are to hoist caution signal number 1. To end the news, the main points again. Holi Eid al-Fitr, the greatest religious festival of the Muslims, was celebrated across the country with religious fervor and zeal. All Eid congregations were held inside mosques, maintaining social distance and health guidelines. The president urges the affluent section of the society to stand by the poor amid coronavirus pandemic and cyclone Amphan disaster. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi greets Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and the people of Bangladesh on the occasion of Holi Eid al-Fitr. Death toll from coronavirus crosses 500 with 21 new deaths in the country, while 1,975 fresh positive cases detected in 24 hours. Information Minister urges the country's rich people to help the poor during Eid. The 121st birth anniversary of national poet Qazi Nazrul Islam was celebrated with limited scale programs, and the death toll from coronavirus crosses 3,47,000 around the world, while confirmed cases reach more than 55,82,000. That's the end of the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd.